G'day and welcome to Aussie Vision. I'm Mike.
And I'm Dale.
And we can finally have a chat about that project that we've been alluding to recently, Dale.
Yeah, over the last couple of months, we've worked on a podcast that launched today, and we've done that for SBS Audio, and it's called Why is Australia in Eurovision?
Now, it's not just us two, is it?
No, it's not. Who were the guests we've got on there, Michael?
We were joined by wonderful guests like Associate Professor Jess Carneal, Eurovision power broker Paul Clark, and our wonderful Eurovision artists Dami Im and Danny Estrin from Voyager.
And they really give us an insight into the behind-the-scenes action about how we actually got into the contest and how we got to stay, and maybe what our future looks like there as well. So, look, we'd love your support for the podcast. We'll have the links to subscribe and listen in the show notes. And for now, you can actually just listen to a little snippet, and we'd love your support.
Thanks for joining us.
Catch up.
Because on that day, there was a huge Eurovision announcement.
Hello. Bonjour, guten tag. I'm Julia Zemiro, and I've got some very exciting news to share with you. This year at the Eurovision Song Contest in Vienna, Australia will be competing in the grand final.
Well, it was a monumental day for us fans because Australia was actually going to compete in the Eurovision Song Contest. I remember the day very well. Waking up at like 6 a.m, scrolling through my phone and seeing that news, like, I think I was screaming. I was definitely swearing and carrying on enough that my housemate came into my room and was like, are you okay? Is everything okay?
Well, I don't think I was that emotional, Dale. To be honest, I think I was most excited that after all these years, I'll finally be able to get to vote.
Well, yeah, look, for us, we'd both been fans of the contest for decades, but Australia taking part, I think, really took our passion to another level.
Yeah, from being sort of casual fans of the contest, we went into overdrive. We went to Stockholm in 2016 and then started the Aussie Vision podcast the following year.
Yeah, we've been doing that podcast now for 7 years. We've been reporting on the ground over at the Eurovision Song Contest. And I think compared to 2015, we've become far more knowledgeable, I would say, about this crazy contest.
Some would question that possibly, Dale. But there is one question that we always get asked everywhere we go in the world.
Yes, and that is, why is Australia in Eurovision?
I think that is something every Australian Eurovision fan can relate to.
So over 3 episodes, we are going to try and answer that very question.
Yes, people, it's that complicated. It's going to take 3 episodes.
And to help us on this journey, we've spoken to people behind the scenes and making it all happen, as well as Eurovision artists and academics.
I'm Mike Jones.
I'm Dale Roberts.
And welcome to Why is Australia in Eurovision?